According to an email sent to Krista Santa Rosa doctors, the Petya ransomware attack has disabled the dictation service called Nuance Dragon, which is used in all aspects of hospital care from billing to referrals and consultations. Additional emails TPR has reviewed show that Nuance Dragon is also used at Methodist Healthcare facilities, the Children's Hospital, and Baptist Health System San Antonio also confirmed they were affected. Doctors use the service in the operating theater and making reports to other doctors who have referred patients for specialty care. One physician who didn't want to be named said the outage is causing hours of additional work, taking time away from patient care.
All of which takes focus off the patients and leaves clinicians feeling burned out. We'd like to introduce you to a better way. Say hello to Dragon Medical One. And say hello to freedom.
The new Petya ransomware attack is as big as last month's WannaCry ransomware attacks, according to cybersecurity experts at Kaspersky Labs. In a blog post this afternoon, they wrote, "This is a never-before-seen malware program." Like other ransomware attacks, the malware takes over a system, encrypts the data, and upon rebooting, displays instructions on where to send the ransom to get your data back. In recent cases, this is done in Bitcoin. In emails to doctors, officials at Christus and Methodist said they had no timetable for when Nuance would be back up and running. In the interim, officials recommended several options, including handwritten notes. A Nuance employee who was not authorized to speak about the outage confirmed it was a network-wide outage. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.